everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. They were born in Columbus, Ohio, of Greek and Italian heritage, to a mother who refused to allow a heart condition to rob her of the life she had always wanted. Born premature, the signs were devastating and life-threatening. For the next 2 years, her beautiful twin boys, Brian and Sean, would suffer the confines of a hospital incubator, diagnosed with a rare disease that at any moment could take their lives if not properly quarantined. They soon became known as the, quote, boys in the bubble. No sun, strict diet, no interaction with human touch, no germs, and for the foreseeable future, no life. Enter in spiritual giant Lester Summerall, who after reading one of his books, declaring, "You shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord," was all this determined Catholic mother of already one and now twins needed to hear. When the hospital specialists in Canada, France, and Italy gave little hope, their Kasagi's mother took her babies home. And for the next 5 years, with boarded up windows, no interaction with the outside world other than each other, would continue to stand on God's word and hope in the great physician, Jesus Christ. The long-awaited miracle was about to happen, and ladies and gentlemen, this is the story you are about to hear with award-winning musicians, singers, songwriters, and founders of Chrysagus Brothers Ministries, Brian and Sean Chrysagus. Brian and Sean, welcome to Testimony.
It's so good being here.
Well, it's great to have you. In our brief time here today, take us to the time and day of your miracle and the events leading up to it, and how both of your parents were impacted because of it. Brian and Sean, please tell us that story.
Our mom had rheumatic fever as a child. The doctors said that she would not be able to be like other girls and get married and have children, and they wanted to give her a heart transplant because her heart was so damaged by the rheumatic fever. In those days, they didn't do heart transplants, so they were kind of scared to do it. I mean, they had some that they were doing, but not too many, and most of them weren't living when they did it. Our grandparents really prayed, and our mom prayed, but as she grew up, she fell in love, and she really wanted to get married, so she asked her parents if she could, and they were very strong Italian Catholics and Sicilian, and they really believed in the Lord doing something, but she did get married. Her name was Marguerite de Filippo, and she fell in love with a man named John Chrysagus, who was Greek, and they got married, and a year and a half later, they had a child named Anthony, that they named Anthony, and her heart was even worse, and the doctors were very angry that she did that, but she always wanted to, that's all she ever wanted was to be a mother and to be a wife, but I mean, she lived to be a mother, and she was the best mother, but what happened was the doctor said she couldn't have children, and they said, do not have any more children, this damaged her heart even more, and you're going to end up in a wheelchair or die, and 3 years later, she prayed and prayed and sought God, and she said, Lord, I wouldn't have this desire if I knew that it was wrong, but I really don't want my son to just be an only child, because she was an only child. So she prayed, and God gave her the desires of her heart. She wanted three children, and she had two at the same time. And she conceived us 3 years later, and what happened was we were born premature, but the doctors before that, they wanted her to abort us, and she refused to do that. She believed that God gave her us and that she was going to carry us through. And what happened was, thank God, we were born 3 months early, and we were premature, and instead those adorable Italian Greek babies that she had the first time, our brother, I swear, looked like Elvis Presley when he came out, but with us, we looked like E.T., and something was really wrong. And the doctors grabbed us immediately, did tests on us, and they found out that we were allergic to everything from the sun, the grass. We were allergic to every kind of food. We were allergic to the lights in the hospital. We were allergic to clothing. We were allergic to any sense of smell or anything. So we were allergic to everything, and our mom couldn't hold us. The doctors couldn't hold us. They had to get certain materials to be able to even hold us. We were in children's hospital for 2 whole years in incubators, and our mom was with us the whole time. Our grandparents, our Italian grandparents, took care of our brother Anthony, and our dad worked hard just to keep the money coming in so we could get all the tests we needed and pay for everything. And just an amazing family. And by the end of those 2 years, the doctors came back. Our tests were flown to Italy and France and Canada, and they found out that we weren't going to live long. They said, Margie, you might as well just give them up now, let them die at home. We can't keep them here because there is no cure for them. There's no way that we can do anything. And thank God for a cousin who gave our mom this book of Lester Sumrall, as you said. The book was called They Will Live and Not Die and Proclaim the Glory of the Lord. And our mom really believed that, and she said, doctors, I will take them home, and they will live and not die and proclaim the glory of the Lord for years to come. And she stood on that. And our dad sold in the windows of our house, because if the sun hit us at all, we would instantly die. We lived in a very dark area of our house. We couldn't do a lot of stuff. And as the years went on, our mom always said that if you take the acronyms of family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, it stood for Forget About Me, I Love You. And that's the way she lived her life, just for us. And she wouldn't even leave the house because she wanted to be just with us and take care of us. And our grandmother worked really hard to try to find material, and she would sew the material for us to be able to wear, because we couldn't wear any clothes, store-bought stuff. And it was just a very loving home. We didn't realize how strange it was, because we had so much love in our home. But we were dying. She was dying. It was a curse that came down the whole family. And by the end of those, we lived like that 5 more years after those 2 years. So it was 7 years altogether. And our mom now, her heart got worse. She was bedridden, and because she couldn't do what she was doing. She was lifting us up and picking us up and taking care of us, and her stress level was really bad for the heart. So she's now bedridden. Our grandmother's taking care of everyone. Our dad's still working hard because the bills, you would not believe all the bills that came this way, because we had to get shots just for our immune system to keep us alive. And it was like daily shots, not just normal. And so here, our mom went to a chiropractor, and the chiropractor said, Margie, do you know Jesus is Lord of your life? And she said, well, I'm a Catholic doctor. And he says, yes, but you need to be born again. And he explained about being born again. She received Jesus that day. And he said, Margie, there's going to be a man that's going to be at the Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting. His name is Father Michael Scanlon, who's a Franciscan university, the head of it, but he's also one of the great leaders of the charismatic renewal, and he's leading people into revival and teaching about the Holy Spirit. Even he's teaching the Pentecostal churches about moving in the Holy Spirit.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Chrysagas brothers, Brian and Sean, Christian recording artists, identical twins, and founders of ChrysagasMinistries.org, as well as hosts of their weekly It's a God Thing radio show, and the annual must-see and hear Legends in Concert, honoring the pioneers of Christian music throughout the years. You can learn more about Brian and Sean's work, ministry, and mission by visiting ChrysagasBrothersMinistries.org and connect with them on Facebook for latest events, invitations, and Holy Land tours. You will be blessed you did. Brian and Sean, it has been an absolute joy having you share just a little of your incredible and miraculous story, the story movies are made of and should be, to the glory of God. We look forward to hearing much, much more next week. God bless you.
Thank you so much. We are so blessed that we were here today. You are just wonderful, and we pray blessings upon you.
Thank you. Thanks, Brian and Sean. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Chrysagas Brothers' One Solitary Life. Thank you.
so small. On a midnight clear in a borrowed cattle stall, a baby boy was born of a peasant girl. Who could have known that he would change the world? A carpenter who preached for 3 short years. His audience could not believe their ears. He never wrote a book or had success, yet millions tried to follow in his steps. One solitary life stands alone and shines a light. All the armies of the East and West, all the kings and queens and presidents, all of them together can't deny the power of one solitary light. Opinion turned against him as it can. One friend betrayed him while the others ran. He was tried by night and died a gruesome death, crucified with criminals. And yet one solitary life stands alone and shines a light. Of the East and West, all the kings and queens and presidents, all of them together can't deny the power of one solitary life. Though centuries have come and gone, as the history of the world rolls on, one story is the greatest ever told. Solitary life stands alone and shines a light. All the armies of the East and West, all the kings and queens and presidents, all of them together can't deny the power of one solitary light.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony. Last week, you heard the incredible true story of identical twins born with a rare disease and destined to a life of darkness and confinement, but God and a praying mother. The Chrysagus brothers, affectionately known as, quote, the twins, defied the odds, received their miracle, and the miracles that would follow, and have gone on to notable commercial success in music, on platform, TV, and radio. Here to share the rest of their story in this power-packed exclusive with the song you will hear at the end, founders of Chrysagos Brothers Ministries, radio hosts of the weekly It's a God Thing, as well as hosts of the now annual Legends in Concert, and so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, a great joy indeed, Brian and Sean Chrysagos. Brian and Sean, welcome back to Testimony.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much. You're a wonderful host.
Well, it's great to have you from one host to another. I'll say the same about you two. Brian and Sean, your story is the stuff that movies are made of and should be. So for part two of our conversation today, would you just pick up where you left off with Father Michael Scanlon, a charismatic priest, and your mother has decided to go to one of his revivals. Brian and Sean,
amen,
tell us more.
Well, there was a place called the Full Gospel Businessmen's Meeting, which was very famous at one time, and Father Scanlon was going to be ministering there. So our mom went with our dad in a wheelchair. She was in a wheelchair, and our dad was pushing it because she couldn't take us out. So Father Scanlon started talking about the bloodline curse that's in every family, the generational curse that needs to be broken off and being born again, and Jesus came to set the captives free. And she never heard a priest talk like this. And she was in a wheelchair and on oxygen, and she went down first before everyone else. Everyone was in shock, but our mom went down and she said, "Father, I need prayer." And he said, "What can I do for you, child?" And she said, "I've come not for me, but my children are dying, and I really need them to be, I want them to live. I know God's busy, and I know he can't hear everything, but I want my children to live because I've lived my life." And he said, "Margie, today, you are going to receive your miracle, and you've reached out for God, but today, I'm going to pray over you, and then you're going to have to go home and pray over your children, because every parent has authority in Jesus' name to do the same work that I'm doing." So what happens is he prayed over her, broke the bloodline curse, and he spoke over her heart to line up with the Word of God, and he took the oxygen off, got her out of the wheelchair, and she started running around this restaurant. It was Don's restaurant, but it was Full Gospel Businessmen's Meeting. And she looked around to see her man of faith, our dad, her husband, and she looked to find him, and he had passed out. He never saw anything like it. And what happened was she gets him in the wheelchair, and she says, "John, let's go home and pray over our sons." So she went home, and our dad, our grandparents, our Italian grandparents, and our brother Anthony all laid hands on us. She opened the door, which we were never allowed to be around because we were allergic to everything outside, and she commanded Satan out of that house, just like the War Room, you know, in the movie The War Room.
Mm-hmm.
She sent Satan out of the house, and she broke the generational curse and pleaded the blood of Jesus over us and just severed it in Jesus' name 7 generations back, and she felt the Spirit push her onto the floor, and we were set free instantly. And what she did was she took us then all week long. She took us to the doctor for tests, and we had tests done on our everything, our immune system, our bodies, everything you can possibly think of. And our mom had tests done on her heart, and she had a brand new heart. The doctors could not believe it. You know, she was needing a heart transplant, and God gave her a heart transplant himself. And the doctor could not believe what he saw, and then he couldn't believe us at all because we were miracles. And he came back saying, "Margie, I'm going to tell you, I've never seen anything like it. Your boys are miracles. You're a miracle. What happened?" The man was a Jewish man, and all the doctors around, they all received the Lord after they saw what went on. It was a grand celebration. It was a great thing to be able to tell others that Jesus is the yesterday, today, and forever, and he still heals today. And we weren't supposed to live past, actually, we weren't supposed to be born, and here we are going to be 50 years old next year. So God is faithful. You know, we were 7 years old when we were healed, and he's faithful.
Wow. Well, that is miraculous. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Brian and Sean, the Chrysagas brothers. Brian and Sean, what is the first thing you did that you could never do those first 7 years after being supernaturally healed?
Well, one of the things, it was that same night that our mom prayed over us and she thought Satan pushed her aside after he left the house. She felt that spirit push her. She said to us, what would you like to eat? And our dad says, Marge, you're going to kill them if you just let them eat anything. We have to have them tested. And our mom, I'm not saying this for everybody to do this, but our mom knew in her spirit because she was, she really operated in the Lord. And when she accepted Jesus as Lord over her life, she could hear the Holy Spirit. It was so clear. So she said, what would you like to eat? And he said, you can't do this. And she said, no, the Lord showed me I need to do this. I'm stepping out in faith. And we said we wanted hot fudge sundaes. We wanted hot fudge sundaes. We had never had any. So we had hot fudge sundaes galore for a whole week. And I got to tell you, we're chocoholics today. So. Thanks,
wow.
Mom.
Wow. Well, you two are a glory to God. You're doing so much for the Lord in music, on TV and radio. You believe in the fivefold gospel and healings, deliverance, and miracles because you've lived it. Your mother was a Catholic, as you alluded to in our first segment. She became a born-again Christian. Her entire life changed. But what I also love about your story, Brian and Sean, is that your mother had the wisdom to put the Word of God in you at an early age.
Well, our mom did, like you said, spoke the Word over us. Our mom really started getting into the Bible. And before, she didn't really know that she could understand the mysteries of the Bible because, not breaking down the Catholics, but at that time, in the early 70s, you were not supposed to be reading the Bible. It was interpreted by the priest alone. So our mom started reading this book that was Lester Summerall's, and it talked about being healed and all that stuff. So she started speaking over us. She laid her hands on us. She started believing for a miracle. I mean, she was already making preparations for that miracle on us. And in those early stages of our life after we received the miracle, our mom would actually teach us the Word of God, and she would always question us on the Word. She'd have us read the Bible and would learn the scripture, and then she would say it to us later on in the week the way it was supposed to be quoted, and then she would change it later on to see if we could catch a lie, you know. And we would say, she would say, did I say that right? And we would say, of course, Mom, you're our mother. You wouldn't tell us a lie. And she would say, no, I wouldn't, but I'm trying to teach you a lesson. You're going to have to know the Word. It's going to have to be on your lips. It's going to have to be in your heart. It's going to have to be in your mind, renewing of your mind, because there's going to come a time when they're going to change Bibles. They're going to change the Word. The churches aren't going to be teaching the right thing. So she really taught us at an early age to start knowing the Word of God. And now when we're in churches, it's amazing. When we're in churches and we hear a false doctrine, we're like, wait a minute, that's not biblical. Wait a minute, that's not. And our mom, even though she has gone home to be with the Lord, is something that continues forever and ever. And now we're teaching it. And we would say to every mother out there, or every father, teach your kids the Word of God. Let them know it when they're young. Because it says in their times of trouble, they'll be able to quote it. You know, the Bible tells us that in your times of trouble, grab the words, you know, and even when you're not in trouble, the Word of God just strengthens you all the time. So we've really learned a lot, and we've seen churches, they're not teaching being born again anymore. They're not giving altar calls. They're taking down the cross. They're turned their churches into stages. They don't talk about the blood. So we've seen a huge change in the church today, and a great falling away. But you know what? Because of what our mother did to us, nobody's going to ever have us question the Word of God.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Chrysagos brothers, Brian and Sean, Christian recording artists, identical twins, and founders of Chrysagos Ministries, as well as hosts of their weekly It's a God Thing radio show and the annual Must See and Hear Legends in Concert, honoring the pioneers of Christian music throughout the years. You can learn more about Brian and Sean's work, ministry, and mission by visiting ChrysagosBrothersMinistries.org and connect with them on Facebook for latest events, invitations, and Holy Land tours. You will be blessed you did. Brian and Sean, it has been an absolute joy once again having you share your miraculous and courageous story in word and song. Your lives and life's work are examples of what can happen when childlike faith meets perseverance, perseverance meets hope, and hope does not disappoint, as the scriptures state, Romans 5:5, and I quote in part, "The love of God has been poured out in our hearts. Your lives exemplify a life poured out so that Jesus can pour in." We thank you. God bless you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, I give you the Chrysagos brothers. Peace be still. Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.